The Warlord Chronicles 2. Enemy of God, a novel of Arthur. Written by Bernard Cornwell. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Part 1. The Dark Road.
Today, I have been thinking about the dead. This is the last day of the old year. The bracken on the hill has turned brown, the elms at the valley's end have lost their leaves, and the winter slaughter of our cattle has begun. Tonight is Samhain Eve. Tonight, the curtain that separates the dead from the living will quiver, fray, and finally vanish. Tonight, the dead will cross the Bridge of Swords. Tonight, the dead will come from the other world to this world. But we shall not see them. They will be shadows in darkness, mere whispers of wind in a windless night. But they will be here. Bishop Sansom, the saint who rules our small community of monks, scoffs at this belief. The dead, he says, do not have shadow bodies, nor can they cross the sword bridge, but instead they lie in their cold graves and wait for the final coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is proper, he says, for us to remember the dead, and to pray for their immortal souls, but their bodies are gone. They are corrupt. Their eyes have melted to leave dark holes in their skulls. Worms liquefy their bellies, and mould furs their bones. The saint insists that the dead do not trouble the living on Samhain Eve, yet even he will take care to leave a loaf of bread beside the monastery hearth this night.